My name is Monica, and I started a business called YourFavoriteMedia.com, which honestly has been my fourth or fifth business if we count the ones that I started when I was 13 years old. I've failed, I've been successful. Sometimes it's feast or famine, but what I've learned is the ways to start a business, grow a business, and yeah, even sometimes how to save a business. I believe we all have a genius inside of us, and that genius can be a successful business. Whatever you're passionate about, I can help you turn it into a business. I want to be your companion on your journey to success and to becoming that genius. Give me a call, send me an email. You can find me through yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Monica. In the last 14 days, 11 people have reached out asking about the benefits of LinkedIn. If you're not familiar with the social media platform, we talk about it today, briefly, swiftly, and just looking at all of the points that are important for people that are business owners, or someone looking for a new job, or somebody looking to swap careers, or someone looking to hire. I'll be right back. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. I'm Monica. Thanks so much for listening. Do you have a LinkedIn account? I do, and you're welcome to reach out to me. I'm under Monica Riehl, MonicaRiehl. But do I use LinkedIn for business? I definitely have. And so today I want to address the people, the persons, you who reached out over email and one through the Anchor app sent me a message asking about LinkedIn. And I think the reason why I got these questions is there was a recent report talking about social media networks for business. And also Google tends to publish these insights and reports towards the end of the year about different kinds of advertising techniques, display ads, etc. Of course, they tend to push their products a little bit more than the others, but that's okay. We have to expect that from Google and from anybody else that wants to promote something that they sell. So here's the deal. How can you use LinkedIn to promote your business? There's 65 million users on LinkedIn, and it's geared specifically toward career professionals. You can promote your home, your business, you can find a job, you can find freelance work. And there are rumors that people have found joint venture partners on LinkedIn. That hasn't happened for me, but I can say that recruiters have reached out asking about my resume and interested in whether or not I am looking for a position elsewhere. Which is cool. It's a very cool feature, and you can use it in so many ways. My stepdad actually knows how to use LinkedIn very well, and as far as reputations go, he has a terrific one on there. So you have to create your profile. You have to create your login, all of that. It's like any other social media network. Sorry, I'm pausing because I am sitting in my kitchen recording today, and I have three dogs in here that are busy chewing bones, holiday bones. So, okay, getting back to this. There's exposure to people hunting for products or services. You can also get introduced to potential clients. And there's different ways to recommend things, products, services to other people on LinkedIn. And definitely you can showcase testimonials as well. But the most proactive way of marketing on LinkedIn, we'll get right back into that when we come back. I want to take a pause for my sponsors and say thank you so much. We'll be right back. Okay, let's get into it. We were talking about LinkedIn, the best ways to use it, and we were not taking a look at the fact that I'm not using LinkedIn to the best of its user ability. So here it is. If you want to be proactive and market on LinkedIn, you need to post regular status updates. You can write about what you're working on, who you're working with, or who you're working for. And you can use hashtags to target customers and clients specifically, or to talk about whatever your project is. Also, like Facebook, you can participate in groups. And that's been really helpful if you consider yourself an expert in the field. You can start a group and have engagement and participation, and people will look to you as this expert, and you can begin to funnel more business your way, depending on whatever it is that you do. Okay. Now, you can connect with people in your network. And what does that mean? Well, LinkedIn has this super annoying function that I've bombarded exes with. And here's seriously the most important thing you need to know about LinkedIn now that we're talking about it is this. LinkedIn gives you the option to import your contacts from your email. So if you go start an account, it's going to prompt you. And oftentimes we think that it's a completely innocent way of just seeing if other people are on LinkedIn. And it is. But the truth is, if you have exes and their contact information in your email contact list, they are going to get an invitation saying, Monica Real invited you to join LinkedIn. And if you've tried to shake that person for a while, you know why I'm warning you. So everything else, and that aside, I don't even know if it's appropriate for this podcast, but I just wanted to throw that in there and warn you guys before you rush out and make a LinkedIn profile. So moving on, that's going to be your network of people initially. It's going to be the people that are already on LinkedIn and match to your email contact list. Does that make sense? You can also try LinkedIn advertising directly. They have a very similar platform to Facebook in that you can pay for advertising. And you can also upgrade to get a paid LinkedIn membership. I've done this before. I've played with it. And the reason I did it was because for my project, Southwest Surf Ranch, or elpasosurf.com, we needed to start talking to people that are COOs and CEOs. And sometimes with the free version of LinkedIn, you're not allowed to talk to certain people unless you know them through one or two degrees of separation. It's this other kind of cool game that can be played with so-and-so knowing so-and-so and so-and-so knowing so-and-so and being able to expand your network that way. But if you don't know enough people to get to one so-and-so, then it's a good idea to at least do the trial for the upgraded version of LinkedIn. And there's three different options for that. So this next year, I'm going to add LinkedIn to my marketing strategy. I'm going to talk a little bit more about your favorite media. We're going to advertise the Heartbreak Companion, the other podcast that we have started through your favorite media. And we're hoping to expand our listenership and just see how that works for us. Okay, that's it. I am open to questions. Thank you so much for reaching out and for your comments and for your questions. I'm Monica. You can reach me at monica@yourfavoritemedia.com. That's M-O-N-I-C-A @yourfavoritemedia.com. Excuse me. Have a great night, and thanks so much for listening. I would be nothing without our sponsors. I want to take a moment to thank yourfavoritemedia.com, Santa Teresa Children's Night Clinic, P3 Physical Therapy, Alex Neal, Probate Lawyer, and El Paso Legends Baseball Academy. These are all great businesses that you can trust in the El Paso area, and they help me do what I do. Thanks so much for listening. Your favorite media.